listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. Multiple flood warnings remain for New South Wales after a weekend drenching with dozens of evacuation orders triggered for parts of Sydney. Daniel Osborne from the SES says thousands have been told to flee their homes with more flood rescues carried out overnight.
A number of evacuation orders, up to 67 now for large parts of Western Sydney around the Horsburgh Nepean. We've attended 18 flood rescues overnight. And since the start of the event, we've had, 3,300 requests for assistance that we're dealing with.
The PM is in Ukraine after taking up an invitation from the country's president to see the impacts of the Russian invasion firsthand. Overnight, Anthony Albanese has visited three cities across Kyiv, including destroyed buildings and an airport. The governor of Kyiv has taken to Facebook saying Albanese was amazed by what he saw and supports fair punishment for the crimes committed there. A major shake-up for Australia's welfare system from today, with new obligations for job seekers coming into effect. Aussies on unemployment benefits will no longer need to apply for 20 jobs a month. Instead, a new points-based system is being activated. Welfare recipients must receive 100 points from job-seeking activities for tasks like attending job interviews, studying or training. And Australia is scrapping its vaccination mandates for incoming travellers. From Wednesday, arrivals will no longer have to prove they're double-dosed. Richmond is sweating on the fitness of Dustin Martin after yesterday's 35-point win over West Coast. The Tigers superstar was subbed out with hamstring tightness. While despite the loss, Eagles coach Adam Simpson says it was great to see Nick Natanui make a successful AFL return.
Nick's a pretty good player. Probably just shows you how important he is for us. He's our Max Gawn. So he helped today for sure.
And Port Adelaide believes its finals dream is still alive despite losing more troops in last night's 8-point loss to Frio. St George is back in the top eight thanks to a 12-10 win over Canberra in horrible conditions. The kicking game of Dragon star Ben Hunt proved crucial, while a number of errors from Jack Whiting cost the Raiders. Dragons coach Anthony Griffin says it was a pleasing performance in trying conditions.
We had to get 2 points here today, and to our credit in the second half against the win, we played the type of football we need to play with.
In yesterday's other clash, the Warriors held their first game in Auckland in years, smashing the Tigers 22-2. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, a possible shower and a top of 16 for Brisbane, also the chance of a shower for the Gold Coast and 18. The drenching continues for Sydney, rain and windy, 16 the max, while it's partly cloudy for Melbourne, 14 the top. Same goes for Hobart. Adelaide also mostly fine, a top of 16, and sunny skies for Perth, a max of 20. Our listener app is the home of radio, podcasts, music and news. Join up to listen live or on demand now.
Listener.